Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Well, this is like how we like to end every Friday and every week of broadcasting here on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, a way of reviewing what we've been talking about, also a way to get your input on what you think has been some of the best in Issues Etc. throughout this week. We gather from all of our programs four soundbites that we play for you, and then all you got to do is call and vote. Now, you can vote for soundbite of the week because you like it, because you dislike it, because you agree, because you disagree. Your reasons are your own, but we do want to know what they are when you call. Tell us where you're calling from and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MY-IE. The best vote on this Friday afternoon, January the 29th, will get the Issues Etc., the LPR bundle package. It's an Issues Etc. t-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Best vote this week, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Now, soundbite number one comes from Pastor Randy Asbury. Actually, it comes from St. John Chrysostom. Pastor Randy Asbury reading from one of his short and beautiful Easter sermons.
The Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him that comes at the 11th hour, as well as to him that toiled from the first. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike receive your reward. Rich and poor rejoice together. Sober and slothful celebrate the day. You that have kept the fast, and you that have not, rejoice today, for the table is richly laden. Feast royally on it. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the cup of faith. Enjoy all the riches of his goodness. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is to become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Now, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it should be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. Twitter your vote at IssuesETC or email your vote to us. Talkback at IssuesETC.org. Soundbite number two this week comes from Jennifer Roback Morse. She's explaining why some disapprove of Bristol Palin's abstinence.
If Bristol Palin had said, you know, I want to be president of the United States someday, Oprah would have said, you go, girl. She would have expressed no disbelief or disapproval whatsoever. So here we are, you know, a young person trying to remain abstinent, and the adults are holding them back rather than providing encouragement. And I think the reason, quite honestly, is that many adults of our generation bought into the whole sexual revolution, and it's really incomprehensible to them that somebody could say, no, sex really does belong in marriage. And the problem for us baby boomer types is that that would require us to go back and say that what we did in college was wrong, and we need to repent of what we did in college. I have people come up to me all the time and say, oh my gosh, I can totally relate to what you're saying because I did all that crazy stuff too, and now I know it doesn't work. Our churches are full of people like that. But the world out there is full of people who aren't repentant, and Bristol Palin is a poke in the eye to every one of them. Every abstinent teenager is a rebuke to them, and they don't want to deal with it. Now, that's my explanation.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-MYIE, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Scott Klusendorf on what the embryonic stem cell research debate is really all about.
What's really going on here is a huge national argument over who we are as a people. Does each and every human being have an equal right to life, or do only some people have it? I have argued for the last 6 years that even if we came up with a pill you could take right now, one little pill that would provide every possible cure that embryonic stem cells could possibly cure in the future, researchers who support embryonic stem cell research, by and large, would still argue we had to have embryonic cells. And the reason would be that this philosophical battle over what is the unborn, what is the embryo, and how do we value embryos can't be escaped. And they feel they have to win that debate or at least quell it before they can find total public justification for what they're after.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Scott Klusendorf on what the ESCR debate is really all about. Should it be issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Get ready to call and vote. Soundbite number four is right ahead. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number four, caller Steve and Pastor Todd Peppercorn on realistic Christianity.
If you listen to the discussion of these psalms, it's a reflection of, you know, our life. We have sorrow, we have struggles, we have those times of doubt. And then you compare that to a lot of what you hear in American Christianity today, where you're not supposed to be down, you're not supposed to be struggling. And you have people like David who struggled, and then we're told, oh no, you must not have enough faith. And I think that it's kind of refreshing to say that the Bible really reflects reality, not some type of happy-clappyism that a lot of people think Christianity is.
I wonder sometimes whether the Joel Osteens of the world need to black out so much of the Bible, anything that has what they would perceive as negative thoughts. I look at a psalm like Psalm 44 and say, no, this isn't a negative psalm. It's a realistic psalm that recognizes all of the craziness that happens in life, but ends with these great words of hope.
That's soundbite number four. It's time to call and vote. This break coming up, great time to call, great time to vote for soundbite of the week. Issues, etc., soundbite of the week. That's what we're playing. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Callers get to vote first. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues, etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday afternoon, January the 29th. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We got soundbite number one, Pastor Randy Asbury with St. John Chrysostom's Easter sermon. Soundbite number two, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on why some disapprove of Bristol Palin's abstinence. Soundbite number three, Scott Klusendorf on what the embryonic stem cell research debate is really all about. Or soundbite number four, caller Stephen, Pastor Todd Peppercorn on realistic Christianity. It's your choice. It's your vote. You get to vote for soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The phone number again, 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Karen in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi, Karen.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's your vote?
I'd vote for soundbite number two.
And why?
Well, I think Ms. Morris made some keen observations, and I would say that there are those that are oppressed and even in some cases persecuted for taking a stand in favor of premarital sexual abstinence, and they need all the help and support they can get.
Karen, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Fort Wayne as well. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Best vote gets the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here is John in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hi, John.
Hey, Pastor Todd, my vote is for number four, and the reason why is because I think this is important, especially with the Psalms that we've gone over, is that what we believe in is not, it's not just fair-weather Christianity. It's not just some positive message post on something that can be relevated to how to have a good marriage or how to be away from drugs. It's that even in our moment when we are weak, even in the moment when we don't understand, even in the moment when things aren't going well, that's when God is there too. I mean, and I think that the whole Psalms and that whole caller and that whole response there shows that truly, you know, to be Lutheran means to understand this and to appreciate that. And that's how we know the gospel even more, is in those kinds of moments in pain and struggle.
John, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Colorado. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Voting via Facebook, Carla says a vote for number three. That would be Scott Klusendorf on what the ESCR debate is really all about. She says, it is so important to remember not to give up the fight for life. The opposition will not stop until they have no resistance. Well put, Carla. Thank you very much. Let's go to Oakwood, Illinois, where Scott is waiting on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I need to vote for Jennifer Roback Morse's soundbite. Bristol Palin is not the real poke in the eye. The poke in the eye is the sexual sin that people fall prey to. And people don't realize the blindness that it actually causes. The division is created by the sexual sin. Division is never created by trying to make it right. It's always the sin that divides.
Oh, that's a very good point. Thank you very much. I mean, I think that's a good corrective, and I'm sure that Jennifer Roback Morris would agree with you that the real sting here for those who poo-poo abstinence is their own culpability in the sexual revolution. And it is not abstinence that creates this sting. It is abstinence that only brings, that kind of highlights the sin. Thank you very much. Good insight. Scott, thanks for listening in Oakwood. Mike in Los Alamos, New Mexico says, I vote for Pastor Peppercorn soundbite. If God has a, quote, wonderful plan for our lives that excludes suffering, then what are we to make of those featured in Fox Books of Martyrs? Didn't God love them? Nice thought there, Mike. Helen in Texas says, Numbers 2 and 3 are saying the same thing. We don't want to admit we're wrong. Ms. Palin is a poke in the eye. Cord blood could provide all the cells that anyone can use without a single death. But we don't want to do it that way. If I have to choose, says Helen in Texas, I'll take number 2. Tony emails us from South Kingstown, Rhode Island. For soundbite of the week, he says, I vote for number 1. They don't call old St. C. Golden Mouth for nothing. Tony, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Rhode Island. Don in Kansas says, I vote for the soundbite number 3 by Scott Klusendorf. We now have a mindset that man is in charge and that man is the master of his destiny. The removal of God as creator from our schools, churches, and families has man in power. Circumstances now merit the murder of the unborn. Man has the free will to do every evil under the sun. Jesus told us that the end times would be like this. Quite right, Don. Thank you very much. Still time for your vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number 1, Pastor Randy Asbury with a bit of a St. John Chrysostom Easter sermon. Soundbite number 2, Jennifer Roback Morse on why some disapprove of Palin, of Bristol Palin's abstinence. Soundbite number 3, Scott Klusendorf on what the ESCR debate is really all about. Or soundbite number 4, caller Steve and Pastor Todd Peppercorn on realistic Christianity. This vote from Nathan in Minneapolis. Soundbite number 1, because I need that one every day to help me deal with the reality of soundbite number 4. Thank you very much, Nathan. And then Cynthia in Fort Wayne sent via iPhone, when I started listening to the sound bites, I thought I'd vote for Jennifer Roback Morse. Then I heard Scott Klusendorf and thought I might change my vote. Then I heard number 4 and I knew for sure that I'd found my vote. 2 reasons. 1, in a way, the exchange between the caller and Pastor Peppercorn sums up a lot of what is discussed on issues, etc. All the problems, challenges, and negativity of this world, it is reality. All of the craziness of life. And Christ is where we find hope. Reason number 2, I'm a godmother to the Peppercorn's 4 children. Oh, that's nice. And I'm pretty sure that he mentioned voting for his soundbite in his duties of a godparent talk. I didn't know that. That's interesting. Cynthia in Fort Wayne, thank you very much for your vote. This vote from Bob in Milton, Florida via Facebook. He says, my vote is for soundbite number 1. It was good to hear Pastor Asbury read St. John Chrysostom's great sermon, one I need to hear often. As a side note, this sermon was preached during Brett Favre's first year in the NFL. Is that apocryphal? Todd in Kenosha, Wisconsin says, how's that for narcissistic? Thank you very much via email, by the way. Well, the winner this week, St. John Chrysostom, as read by Pastor Randy Asbury, soundbite number 1.
The Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him that comes at the 11th hour, as well as to him that toiled from the first. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike receive your reward. Rich and poor rejoice together. Sober and slothful celebrate the day. You that have kept the fast, and you that have not, rejoice today, for the table is richly laden. Feast royally on it. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the cup of faith. Enjoy all the riches of his goodness. Let no one mourn that he has fallen again and again, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. Christ is risen, and you, O death, are annihilated. Christ is risen, and the evil ones are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is liberated. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is to become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Thanks for everybody who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And let's see, the LPR bundle package goes to Cynthia in Fort Wayne. Thank you very much for voting via iPhone and for your vote. Thanks to everybody who voted. Cynthia, if you would email us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out to you the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, and Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Thanks to everybody who played. A great resource for your consideration. I've got a lot of books on my shelf. The people that came in here toured the studio a little bit this afternoon. Everyone kind of looks at this enormous pile of books off to the side of this room and wonders how you make sense of any of it. I've got a lot of books there for reference. Many of them are excellent books. The ones that I treasure the most, of course, are the Holy Scriptures. And when I stop and think about which I would carry with me, if I had only one Bible to carry around, it would be the Lutheran Study Bible. It has great resources, both devotional and scholarly, and it's just a good, decent study Bible. And you can trust what it has to say in its notes and in its commentary. Find out more about the Lutheran Study Bible. Either go to our website, issuesetc.org. You'll find stuff there. You can browse before you buy. Or call Concordia Publishing House and ask them about the Lutheran Study Bible. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, the Lutheran Study Bible. Isn't it amazing to hear from the mouth of a 21st century pastor, Pastor Randy Asbury, the words of, he was called Golden Mouth, John Chrysostom, preaching about the joy of Christ's resurrection, the victory of Christ over sin and death, the forgiveness of sins and the mercy that is open to us sinners because of what Christ has done. It could be a voice from the 4th century, the 5th century, the 10th century, that constant ringing out of Christ and Him crucified for sinners. That's what Issues Etc. is all about, trying to stay in the good line of those who preach Christ and Him crucified. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again on Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.